As a supervisor, you are part of a team that works with other supervisors and employees. While this may not be listed as a job duty, it is critical to your success. There are several things you can do to make sure collaboration happens. The first is to build trust and respect with your peers. This is done directly through your own actions by making and keeping commitments and by treating others with respect. A foundation of trust and respect will go a long way when issues arise. Think of how difficult it is to resolve a conflict with someone you don't trust. The second thing you can do is to seek out common issues you can resolve by either sharing information that can be used to solve a problem, or by being open to asking for help and listening to solutions that may be offered to you. Remember, most likely the issues you are having are shared by other supervisors. A third thing you can do is to make yourself available to other supervisors to discuss and strategize together. Conflicts rarely go away on their own. If you have a conflict, be sure to resolve it as quickly as possible so it does not carry over into other projects and hamper your relationships with other members of your team. Seek out collaboration with other members of your team. This is done by working on shared projects. When you do this, remember to communicate with others about the project and what needs to be accomplished. And don't forget to celebrate when you are successful. This keeps the motivation high and creates an opportunity to bond. Now let's look at the last item, using C.values to resolve conflicts.